Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the deck deconstructor herself, Sandy Reavy.
Seriously, that's a good one.
And it is episode 266, August 28th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, today, Uranus stations retrograde.
Settle in the dust and debris.
Wednesday, August 30th, full moon in Pisces.
Super cool, super moon, blue moon.
And Sunday, September 3rd, Venus stations direct.
She up for us.
And in talisman times, we have one finished, one upcoming to have a positive turn of events. And the talisman of the month will be announced today. And on the horizon, we have plenty of things to share, as well as in our house, where Sandy's most recent donation to me was spectacularly green.
Ooh.
Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, Deck Deconstructor.
It has been a long program.
Right. So you have to take out everything from the rooftop deck.
Yes.
And you are hand carrying everything down the stairs.
From the fourth floor.
Wow. That is impressive. You
I'm not done yet.
Deserve an award for that.
I'm not done yet. Deck deconstruction. Yes. Yes.
Well, going direct to all of you listeners, thank you so much for your feedback. I did receive two emails. Yeah. This was after an update for our September retreat. Mm-hmm. We were giving everyone an update because there was some craziness going on with the ferry rides, cancellations, needed to reschedule. So I wanted to update everyone on, you know, the change that mm-hmm. was happening. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too big of a change, but I gave you so much credit because you were on calls constantly.
I was freaking out, kind of
speaking to, you know, a whole nother time zone over in Europe, and just the way that you were able to navigate, figure it all out, and then get us back all on the same ferry in like a perfect time
in
was
a
incredible.
Two-day period.
Right, in a two-day period. And so I was giving you kudos during that email, nice. And everyone responded back, agree with what you said, Alex. Yes, and thank you, Sandy, for all you do. Also, thank you to you both. Your trips are always amazing. Mm. Lots of love.
I'm excited for this one. Now, I just have to say, I'm so excited to show the people, you, mm-hmm. and those that have never been to Greece, and those that have not been to Amorgos, which is everybody. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, half the retreaters are people that retreat with us every year mm-hmm. or several mm-hmm. times a year. So this is new landscape for them, a new feeling, a new aura, and it's, of course, I always teach different things on each retreat. Mm-hmm. But this, I'm so super excited about this trip.
Yes, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So remember, you can get a shout out here on the podcast. Just email me, alex@intentionbeads.com. We would love to share or even answer your questions, share your comments and your feedback. So give us a shout out. Let's move into the transits, where we have a very short week.
Yeah.
We start off with today, Monday, August 28th, Uranus stationing retrograde.
He's the last of the outer planets to go retrograde, which means he's the last one to come out of retrograde mm-hmm. And go direct. But it's today, Monday in the evening. And really, it's about settling in whatever dust or debris that will occur, because it is Uranus changing directions, and Uranus does like to move, right? Mm-hmm. It likes to have this kind of constant movement, whether it's internet or electricity or frequency or but he can during this period maybe be a bit disruptive mm-hmm. so just settle in, because you're gonna be here for a while mm-hmm. But anybody's birthday from May 10 to May 15 has this 19 degree Taurus to 23 degree Taurus, the range that Uranus is now repeating over for the second of three times. Mm. So this is, again, May 10 through May 15th. We know the sun, that's the only planet we know in anybody's chart, right?
Well, easily, right.
Well, right, unless I get to a specific person's chart.
Right, they can just give you their birthday.
But at least the birthday, we know where the sun will be, and that's between that 19 and 23. And so the Uranus is traveling on your sun. So there can be some great breakthroughs, some awakenings, but remember Uranus will also create a type of chaotic in order for things to settle down and become new again.
Mm-hmm.
So change, we already know that, right? There's one thing that never changes.
There is one constant in the world.
Yeah.
And that is change.
Oh, I was going to say this. There's always something that, now I forget. there is always something that doesn't, I forget. Anyway, yours. We'll take yours.
Yep.
All right. So those are the birth dates. And hey, you know, next year we'll be heading to the May 16, May 17, and May 18. So just interesting that, mm-hmm. Which means that anybody that was born May, say 6, 7, 8, 9, now are really understanding what this was that might have redirected your plan for a better scenario.
Okay.
Right. Sometimes when we think, oh my God, we just got fired, or oh my gosh, my boyfriend just broke up with me or something. It's mm-hmm. just like, it feels like the worst thing in the world.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because it changed your plan or changed what you had settled into. Right.
And got comfortable with. Yeah.
And now it's like change, and it's for your best interest.
Right.
And,
right.
And self knowledge and involvement into humankind. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's move into Wednesday, August 30th, full moon in Pisces.
It's the closest super moon of 2023.
Nice. Way to go, Pisces.
and it's in at 7 degrees of Pisces. And so that means the sun is in Virgo, moon is in Pisces, mm-hmm. And it's the second full moon of the month. We had one in August.
And that's
why it
is making it a blue moon.
That's why it's a blue moon. So not only is it the closest, it's one of three super moons. Mm-hmm. And we had one 2 months ago, a month ago, and then this is the third, which means the moon is as close at Klaus to the Earth. And I think I saw something on, I heard on NPR that it's 17,000, 17,000, is that any, or is it 17 million?
Not sure.
I'm going to say 17,000 miles, but that doesn't seem like much for the galaxy. So I'm going to say 17 million miles closer than it normally is to the Earth. So it's going to be massively big.
Oh, million miles. Well, I would guess thousands. Not really. Not quite sure. But
why am I blanking on that? Right?
We can look it up.
I'm not an astronomer that knows all of that. But this is at 8:36 p.m. So really cool if you can watch this come over the horizon. Be really cool if you were next to a body of water. I probably will go down to the water edge to see this. And there's going to be a ton of people down there. Mm-hmm. But what this is, this is maybe the time to do some magic, right? The blue moon, they're rare, particularly anyone that is a Pisces, and that is me and you.
Right.
But allow compassion and intuition in an otherwise possibly rough day.
Right. Well, I just looked it up. The moon is 238,000 miles away. So it might be the 17,000 miles closer.
Yeah. Because if it were 17 million, it would be crashing into us, I guess. Right. Yeah, so they're 17,000 miles closer.
Right, right, right. Okay, so any other comments about this super cool, super blue moon?
No, I think it's really cool to watch it. the sun will be heading down in the west and the moon's coming up in the east.
So it'll be a really nice moonrise.
It's gonna
look ginormous.
Yeah. Yeah. So check out the moonrise in your town, but it's right around
sunset.
But the full moon is actually at 8:36.
Okay.
So, you know, if you
it'll
you'll
be
see
building
it.
Up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's move on to the last transit of the week, which is Sunday, September 3rd.
This is, Venus is stationing direct finally. This is my favorite day of this month already. We get into it on September 3rd. We're going to be in Crete. We'll be in Athens here.
Right.
And she's up for us. Like, she's up before us. She's greeting us. She's actually waiting on us. It's like, try to connect with this, like feminine early riser energy, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, you know, let's get up and seize the day. You know, it's Venus going to be up there, right? I've been up there on my deck several times, and finally I was able to take a great picture of her.
Right, and valuing the moment and valuing that gift of being able to be here on Earth one more day and... You know, having that settle in.
And, you know, Venus is about, you know, well, Venus retrograde certainly is about how do you feel the change that has been going on in the inside? You know, maybe you're more outgoing now, starting kind of now toward that heart-centered being that Venus really clarified, kind of purified, and now it's time to broadcast it early in the morning. So really, I want you too, Alex, to feel this when we're in Greece. And
we'll get on our megaphones saying words of love and affirmation.
But to get up early, right? To get up early, get up, if not before the sun, with the sun. And just even if you're padding around in your pajamas in our Airbnb, right? It'll be like, I'm here. I'm present. I'm so ready for the day.
Yeah,
I really want this. Proceed forward within your wishes. You're able to get your behind you, right? Like, because you'll be moving forward.
Right.
Yeah. It's really interesting, too, because Venus will stay at 12 degrees of Leo, where she is currently right now, where she is moving forward. But she's stayed here already for a few days since August 28th. And September 9th, she stays right at 12 Leo. So if anybody has any planets right there at 12, any of the fixed signs, which are Taurus, Leo that I'm talking about, Scorpio or Aquarius, really pay attention to what you have learned in the last 3 weeks, 40 days. Actually, it's 40 days and 40 nights. Not 3 weeks, that's Mercury, sorry, excuse me. Mm-hmm. It's 6 weeks that she's been retrograde. And how do we move ourselves forward with a pure, loving heart center?
Yeah. Love it. So exciting. And it's going to be extra easy when we're all together in a group of wonderful, loving women in Greece. Absolutely loving, you know, the world and life and history and humanity mythical stories that we're going to hear.
And they're actually, because our closing ceremony, you know, I usually have a theme or color, and it's usually the color of the planet I'm teaching, but I'm not teaching a particular planet here in Greece. I'm teaching mythology and everybody's charts. Mm-hmm. Heliacal rise, heliacal set, fixed stars on the angles, what's coming up for you in your prime age, what's coming in your lower, you know, when you're aging, like my
latter
years. And what are your hearthstones? What is your foundation that you build on your entire life?
Yeah.
I have got up to, should we tell you, some people have 50 pages I have prepared.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's great information.
Here we are on this Venus station direct day and it's a Sunday, and I know what we're going to be doing on this day. This is the day where we've got a private guide that I've hired to take us up to the Acropolis and to the museum across the street. And then afterwards, the girls don't know it yet, unless they're listening right now, there's a beautiful shops as soon as we come out of the, and we'll be in, everybody can be buying their, I know I will be, their goddess outfit for the closing ceremony. So it's just so perfect to come and buy something, right? With Venus in Leo, and it's goddess-like, and it's bold, and it's bright, and it's,
yeah,
it's brave, and it's courageous. And we're going to be these wearing these goddess gowns.
Yeah.
I know.
It's going to be great. Yeah. So excited. Okay. Well, shall we move into talisman times?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Finnish talisman was created Tuesday, August 22nd to welcome a new member into the family. We are all excited to bring a new soul into our current family, me especially, as I introduce them to each other. Mm-hmm. We expand our new family circle. Mm-hmm. And this is the moon, Jupiter, and Venus, mm-hmm, all in transit together. So it is that expanding of tribe, expanding of love and motherly nature.
Yeah, it's the first house, Jupiter, the seventh house moon, making this transit opposition, and then Venus in the fourth house. So it's like me, you coming into the family.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's really cool.
And the upcoming talisman, Monday, August 28th, to have a positive turn of events.
My options are plenty concerning this one thing. I allow the ease of perfect direction to turn toward the most optimistic outcome. I trust in this. Mm-hmm. This is that period of Uranus is stationing to move retrograde and really close to Jupiter. And Jupiter's in the sixth house of what you can plan to do that's more optimistic. So really to have a turn of events that works better for you, mm-hmm, but just trust in the process.
That is sometimes easier said than done sometimes, but wonderful. Then also, we have our talisman of the month ready and waiting for you on the site. We are opening it up a little bit early since we are going to be traveling on September 1st, but this talisman of the month is on special for a very special price, as well as a shipping credit to earn and collect spiritual teachings. I amass the esoteric information I use to perceive and understand all that is probable and possible. I believe what I believe because of this. And this talisman, if you can order it absolutely today, we might be able to get it out into the mail to you. Otherwise, you're going to be waiting a little bit of time for us to get back from Greece in order to ship it.
Yeah, we might need to, anyone purchasing after, say, Friday this week, September 1st, will be waiting about 3 weeks to get your...
Right.
Which is well worth the wait.
Well worth the wait, for sure. So let's move on to the horizon. We just finished up the September forecast and cheat sheet. Anyone that is signed up as a Patreon member will get access to this September 1st. However, if you want early access and you consistently want early access to these forecasts, which is a wonderful opportunity, mm-hmm, go ahead and sign up for any of the memberships that are above Big Dipper or above. Mm-hmm. And so that way you get to ask very specific questions about your chart that get answered during the forecast. You get so many perks, and of course, we would love to have you over at our Patreon community that's really growing and evolving. So let's move on. I do have a few mentions. The 2024 Mexico retreat, January 6th through the 13th. It is a really wonderful time to reset, get back to yourself, ground, and get back into the fight of things, the fight of everyday life.
It's a good New Year's time period. Mm-hmm. We always go at this time, the first Saturday of the year. But I'm also teaching Mercury. So I've never taught Mercury before. So if you've been on a retreat with me,
this is going to be a new
cool, because I've not ever taught Mercury. And Mercury is just coming out of retrograde at that period. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And enrollment is open. So go ahead, click on that link in the show notes, and then you'll be able to be transported and see pictures and see where you're going to be staying. Everything about the Mexico retreat is beautiful. We do have a astro interview that we took the owner of Casa Tara, which is the retreat we go to. We brought her on to the podcast, mm-hmm. and she described her story. She described everything that she's working on, and she's even growing this resort, doubling it yes. in size.
In
so
8 years.
So yeah. exciting.
Which is so wild because that's a Venus cycle.
Right. So also the dates for the 2024 Bali retreat are set and ready to go. We have part one is April 3rd to the 14th, and part two is April 23rd to May 1st. Mm-hmm. We have been talking on here, if you want to totally create a sabbatical for yourself and join both of those parts, mm-hmm. we can give you a little special offer and you can enjoy Bali for an entire month.
You get 30 days anyway, right? When you arrive into Bali with your passport. So it's not anything you have to do in advance. And so I built this right. for that, so that people can have, they'll have 10 days off in between to go do.
To an island, another island, go around the.
Yeah. Get your own place, have your own, like you said, sabbatical.
Right.
Yeah. And then meet back up with us.
Yes.
So yeah, it's really cool. I'm so excited.
And also the dates for the 2024 Amargos Greece retreat. That is September 22nd through the 29th. Of course, if you're interested in joining any of these retreats and you may have a few questions, a few concerns, you can receive a free 15-minute reading with Sandy to see mm-hmm. if it's a right fit for you. So go ahead, click that link in the description and you'll be transported to schedule that call. Mm-hmm. Schedule early, because then you'll have time to save, prepare, and get ready for one of these retreats.
I will say this, early bird is open for all three, but the one in January is going to close this next week.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and early bird's definitely worth it if you know you're going.
Yeah, of course. If you know you're going, you save $300. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, that's a wrap on the horizon. So let's move into our house mm-hmm. where you, it was so perfect that you were donating something. You had to, since you are deconstructing your deck, you have, you know, kind of a surplus of things that you have to either store or figure out where to give a home to.
A surplus for my rooftop deck. I have two big lounge chairs, two big umbrellas, six dining room chairs, two fold up, four don't, a four piece furniture section for relaxing, like what mm-hmm. I used to call the smoking lounge. It's not because we smoke, but it's we have our, you know, ascot and our cocktail or something over there.
Yeah.
I have an area for the electric grill. I have plants. I have sunflowers. I have
vegetables.
I have 20 pillows.
Carpeting.
I have massive amounts of AstroTurf up there.
So I think I was pretty accurate in saying a surplus of things that
I have two other chairs
store.
that are those like infinity chairs that lean back. Oh my God, I've collected in the last 20 years I've lived here, and it's now time for another new roof. And so everything has to come off. And so I've been slowly moving something down into the garage, like slowly moving.
One by one,
but today I've already done 10 things. So, and it's like dirt coming down my four floors yeah. of carpet.
Ooh,
so
scary.
I've done really well. but I had these beautiful
Ayurvedas.
Yeah, these beautiful shrub tall, they're kind of like very Italian looking tall mm-hmm. things that I've just been growing in a pot year after year after year through the winter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate to, they're not going to live.
Sometimes you would put like the Christmas tree lights on them.
Yeah. And it would be like, oh man, I hate to get rid of these. I guess I'm just going to throw them away because they're going to die in my garage. And I was carrying them downstairs. And I'm like, Alex, do you guys need, you're the garden yeah. master over at the,
we're co-chair for the yeah. garden committee.
And I thought maybe Alex can use these. And so I ask you, I already had them in the car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to bring them over and you were like, so tell the story. I thought that was crazy.
Well, I thought it was so crazy too, because we've, some of the hedges died, and it's kind of a weird space because sometimes the sun hits, but other times it doesn't, just because of the way that the buildings are built. But we have this space that we would love for it to be a little bit more private, mm-hmm. and shrubs and that type, especially when they're tall and they're mm-hmm. the size that you actually want, are so expensive. Mm-hmm. And we're already at budget with mm-hmm. the garden, you know,
projects
yeah. this year. So we remulched, we moved so many things, we replanted, we did so much work, and there was just this little empty space that we would have, you know, that we've been planning on, like, what do we do? Do we put some climbing vines in there so that the fence can take it over? But then we were like, no, it's going to look a little too messy and unkept. So all of a sudden you call me and say, would you like these green shrubs, the Ayurvedas? And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so perfect. I call my co-chair. He goes, no way. I was just about to go and pick up some Ayurvedas. I was looking at them, like calling around, seeing who had them. And here crazy. We go. Your mom has answered my call.
So strange. It's the only two things I had to give away, right?
Yeah.
Everything else I could move into my other garden area in my kitchen.
And they were perfect. They were already balled up.
Yeah.
They fit perfectly. We planted them today. They look wonderful. They're healthy and happy. Mm-hmm. And go figure, as soon as we planted them, and we planted them pretty close to the fence mm-hmm. so that, you know, there is that privacy. But the sun was hitting them today. And it was just such a wonderful thing. So I'm very hopeful that they're going to stick around okay. and they're going to have a long life ahead.
Yeah, they'll make it. Yes, I believe. And that's the other thing. It was like, I love plants so much. And I like the underdog plants, right? Right? Like,
yeah.
I'll go to my
nursery or
place,
plant store.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And want to look at the throwaway section, right? Because it's like, I can help you, dude. I can help you with this. Like, come on, I'm going to give you some light and love and water. And I like to see that regrowth. That's why I never give away any of my plants.
Right.
I mean, I don't throw them away.
Right. They're totally yeah. living, unless they're totally dead. But that doesn't happen.
Well, unless they're annuals.
Right.
Totally don't last but 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So exciting.
So crazy.
The garden was, it had a little, you know, zhuzh today, and it was so exciting to get back out there, and the Ayurvedas smelled absolutely mm-hmm. wonderful as we were, you know, managing them and manipulating them, and it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So
good. We'll grow.
Thank you
yeah,
for
no,
your
beautiful,
recent,
but
most recent donation. But I think that is a wrap for today's mm-hmm. episode. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. And do we have one more announcement?
Well, only that this is our last, well, our United States side,
yeah.
our podcast that's coming out. The next three will mm-hmm. be from
Greece.
One will be from Athens, and one will be from Amargos, and the other one will be from Santorini.
We're going to be island hopping, everyone. So come along with us as we tell you more stories and share in the excitement of being in Greece. And maybe you're going to meet us there next year.
Yes.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will talk to you all next week. Don't forget, we love your feedback. We love your emails. So go ahead and send them in, alex@intentionbeads.com. Also, you can review our podcast wherever you listen to it. And thank you, everybody, again, for being such a wonderful listener and community. So until we see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
I say go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. of you the story.